This morning in Washington, D.C., Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe addressed a joint meeting of the House and Senate. He urged them to strengthen economic and trade ties between the U.S. and Japan. He also talked up a trade deal that's known as the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP. Here's a little bit of what the Prime Minister said.
The TPP covers an area that accounts for 40% of our economy and one-third of global trade. We must turn the area into a region for lasting peace and prosperity.
In coming weeks, Congress is going to be wrestling with this issue. NPR's business editor Marilyn Giwax joins us from Washington. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, Lisa.
So we've heard a lot about the so-called TPP deal, which involves Japan and 10 other countries, but there's something new that happened this week. What is it?
Really, this Prime Minister Abe's visit has been something of a game changer, it looks like. When he's standing before Congress, standing shoulder to shoulder with President Obama at some high-profile events, he's really making it a lot tougher for Democrats to vote against their own president. So the next step is the Senate is supposed to vote on this procedural matter. It's a thing that would give the president more authority to negotiate this trade deal on something they call the fast track to get it through Congress quickly. That vote may happen in the Senate next month. Then the House would vote, and then they could vote on the whole shebang, this big trade deal, maybe this summer, early fall. If the trade deal did get approval, it really would add a lot to Obama's economic legacy. And if it fails, it's a big embarrassment. But the whole thing is very contentious right now. Most Republicans favor it. Most Democrats oppose it.
And can you tell us why Republicans favor it, Democrats oppose it, and what it would do?
Well, in a nutshell, if you were a farmer, a rancher, a high-tech company, most manufacturers, they want that access into these other markets. You know, let's say you grow rice in Arkansas. Hey, you want access to the market in Japan. So there are a lot of business leaders who are pushing very hard for this. They want to get into those markets. But unions counter that, and they say, look, these deals always end up helping corporations, but they create more competition for workers and they can drive down wages. They feel they got really burned with the North American Free Trade Agreement, we call it NAFTA, back in the 90s. Obama says, I get it. You have problems with NAFTA, but TPP would address a lot of those concerns that workers have and environmentalists. He points out that both Canada and Mexico are part of this Pacific Rim deal. So he says there would be new rules, stronger rules that would actually update NAFTA. So he says that's not getting enough attention. This is actually a way, he says, to fix NAFTA.
Okay. And very briefly, which way is Congress leading right now?
Well, there was a bipartisan bill, this thing to give the president the fast-track authority. It passed in a Senate committee last week, 20-6. That was a little more than I think most people thought, so that margin may suggest that the White House is being successful in winning over Democrats. But I will tell you that unions are fired up about this, and a lot of environmentalists and others. So it's tough, and there are some Republican senators who are eyeing a run at the White House. They don't want to see President Obama get any of his agenda passed. A lot of Tea Party Republicans feel that way, too, so the outcome's unclear.
Marilyn Giwax, NPR's business editor. Nice to talk to you as always.
Oh, thank you.